Border crossings into the Gaza Strip remained closed today as Israel continued attacks on positions inside the coastal strip. Meanwhile, a UN agency has warned that the Israeli closure of the Gaza passages would increase hardship in the impoverished territory of 1.5 million Palestinians caught in fighting between Israel and Hamas. Justin Kunkolin is the director of Trocare Ireland, a Caritas partner that brings humanitarian aid to Palestinians. He says pressure from the world community can make a difference.
I think that the Israeli government is very keen to have international approval. They put themselves out there as a democratic country following, you know, the best standards of democracy as we would see in Western countries. And I think these visits help to point out to the Israelis where they are failing to meet those standards and that they cannot expect the acceptance of the international community if they are to be in continuous breach of international law, the Geneva Conventions, that they act with impunity in terms of their destruction of people's houses, the denial of rights. And this visit here is part of that, for them, you know, making that message clear and telling the Israeli government that we will be talking to our people at home through the churches, through our schools, through the media, and that, you know, Israel's reputation is not high. And if they seek to have international approval, they really need to meet these international standards. At the same time, I think our visit is an expression of solidarity with the local Christian community and with the Palestinian people who are, let's face it, the ones who are suffering most in these circumstances. But also it's saying to them that they too must work for peace. I mean, peace is made up with both sides. You cannot make peace talking to your friends. You make peace talking to your enemies. And I think the Christian community can play a kind of a bridging role between communities that are alienated from each other. And particularly the Christians in the Palestinian community, I think, play an important role there.